marriage, some children, even right from their birth, are very happy. When we see their faces, their actions, they're always showing a lot of delight, very naturally. So going through this Panchak Nividya makes me think that they must have experienced higher lokas, and that state of happiness has become their own nature.
No.
Okay.
So do they keep that happiness throughout life? Most of the babies are very happy. You know why? Because they don't lift a little finger to help themselves. So their parents will be taking care, elder brothers and sisters will be taking, even their bottom is completely wiped by somebody else. How happy I will become if somebody does for me also. That is not a criteria at all. Most babies are happy when they get love and they know we are safe in the hands of the mother. And mother will be very happy whenever she sees her baby. Is it not?
Yes,
Maharaj. But when they grow up, their old samskaras start fructifying. That is when we have to see. Otherwise, every baby is an advanced sadhaka. And very soon this world will be nil because they will go to the first class, second class or first class and then gradually attain liberation. Who will be left out to do the third type of evil actions? Understand?
Yeah. Yes, Maharaj.
Only just let me put one remark. You know, there are some unfortunate babies. Even as babies, they are born in such families. Mother may be a drunkard, father may be a drunkard. They even violate the babies, as you know, so many stories are there.
Yes.
But fortunately, most of the mothers, they love their babies. There is a natural bond. So the mother will be very happy whenever she meets, even she forgets her miseries. Because love, expression of love, temporarily at least, removes all unhappiness for the time being. Love means joy. Love means concentration. Love means knowledge. Love means memory. We have to understand all this. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. When we are discussing about the third class, where the so-called evil people, you have mentioned before that sin means actually desires.
Sin arises only out of action. The seed of actions is?
Desire.
Thought.
Thought. Mm-hmm.
Desire is a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is desire itself is not sinful. Thought itself is not sinful. There are people who have faith in the scriptures and gurus and God. They are the first class people, second class people. But there are people who don't believe in God. These are the people who will be doing the most heinous crimes in the world. Yeah.
So even if there are people who are not able to control the mind, but they still take to the study of this Panchak Nividya even and try to contemplate even a little bit, then this is going to save.
We already discussed this point.
This is,
when a person behaves evilly, the result of evil has to be experienced.
Sure.
Suffering comes. Mm-hmm. And when suffering wakes up the person, I told you.
Yeah.
Why am I suffering? Nobody wants to suffer. So I don't want to suffer. Then why am I suffering? So after some time, the person understands through some examples that I myself have been doing wrong things, eating wrong things, drinking wrong things, and doing misbehaving, etc. And that is why I am suffering. If I don't do these things, and others, there are people who don't do these things. They seem to be doing quite well. That is how we learn our lesson. So gradually, the suffering becomes an awakener. You have to understand that. That is the main purpose of suffering, not to punish us, not to take revenge. God created so that we can wake up and turn our life to for in a better way.
Sure, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
Namaskar.
Chappandi.
One simple clarification is that we Navama Khanda, we are doing it in the chapter 5.
Yeah.
Or
Dashama Khanda. This is the 10th.
Dashama Khanda.
10th.
Okay, in that 5 months. Second, this question. Two things. That is, Bhagavan Krishna says, this is said, Akinchana.
Yeah.
That is, I make them that they do not have anything.
No. This is in Bhagavatam.
Uh-huh.
Bhagavatam, Bhagavan says, upon whomsoever my grace falls, the first thing I do is cut off all that they possess. Make them akinchana. Kinchana means something. Akinchana means nothing. I make people of nothing. I cut them off their families, their properties, whichever object is capable of making their attention draw away from me. My grace takes them away, so that wholeheartedly they have no option but to turn back to me.
Like Kuchela?
Yeah, that is a marvelous story.
Story. Thank you. The last question is, in the Rudram you have quoted that
Stena Anam Pataye Namaha Taskara Anam Pataye Namaha.
That, why do we call Shiva as Taskaraya?
Taskara means he steals our hearts. Krishna also stole the hearts. Bhagavatam is a marvelous book. It should not be read like a Amar Chitra Katha. Krishna never used to go to any gopi's house who was not a devotee. And he wants to go there so that she can think of that event again and again. Krishna had come and stolen my butter. He accepted my butter. If your guru comes to your house and without your permission goes into your, raids your fridge, will you be happy or you feel yourself blessed?
Very, very happy.
Krishna goes only to those people so that afterwards you can think of, oh, my guru was so gracious that he, the same incident you will be meditating and a time then you will be meditating. Why did I not keep that sweet? Why did I not purchase this sweet? I know my guru was coming to me, so I should have kept everything ready. But every thought recollects you to only to your guru. That is why Krishna wanted them to meditate upon him. He never goes to a bhakta's house, non-bhakta's house. Only bhakta's house he will steal. So God is called, Krishna is called one of the greatest thieves, Jara, Chora. Devotees sing loudly, you are the greatest Chora in this world, Makkhan Chora, Hriday Chora, all those things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Maharaj, human beings remember God when they are suffering.
Yeah.
Kunti always said that she always wanted to be suffering so that she can remember Krishna. So, what happened finally?
We have discussed this point. She must have been evolving in the past life.
Okay.
Now she has advanced so that she can say that whenever I was in difficulty, I always took refuge in you. Now that you have saved us Pandavas from this greatest disaster, there is a likelihood we may forget you. So, vipadaha santu shashvat tatra tatra, Bhagavatam says, may more and more sufferings come, troubles come to us, because so long as we were in trouble, you were with me, with us. What a wonderful thing it is. That is what Holy Mother said, misery is a gift of God.
Yes,
Pranam. Okay. Pranam, Swamiji Guruji Maharaji, Pranam.
Okay.
Just a quick question, Maharaji. You mentioned about the Sati Yoga, Treta Dwapar and Kali Yoga.
Huh.
And so, is one to understand that there is a relentless downfall of the human character until it is completely finished.
Correct.
And then Srishti will start again.
Correct. So that is what Bhagavan's will. In Satya Yuga, most people will be spiritual. A few people are, let me put it, they are dharmic. And a few people will be adharmic. In Treta Yuga, that is why they compared this dharma to a cow with four legs. Satya Yuga, dharma stands like a cow on all four legs.
Four legs.
That is what four legs represent, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Treta Yuga, one leg is cut off. So moksha is cut off. But artha, kama will be there. Dwapara Yuga, another leg is cut off. Artha, kama will be there. Dharma will be less. In Kali Yuga, three legs are, fourth leg also is cut off almost. That means adharma alone will be there. This is history. It goes up, goes down. A period of revival, culture, what we call renaissance.
Does it also mean that the evil has a greater propensity to multiply compared to good? So if I associate evil with one wrong company, that will have a much bigger impact than associating with 10 good people.
No, no, no. That is not what is said. Most of the people will be ungodly people. But those who turn towards God, he will see that he will have same effect, even better effect.
Perfect. Thank you, Maharaji. Jai Thakur.
Jai Thakur.
There's one more question, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj Jai here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Maharaj, when Swamiji said that with the birth of Sri Ramakrishna, the Satya Yuga has started.
Correct.
So it is within that periphery of Kali Yuga, or it is totally it has started?
No. You see, when you are traveling by train in a long tunnel.
Maharaj, we can hear you.
Now, are you able to hear me? Hello?
Yes,
Maharaj. So, in the Kali Yuga also, less number of good people will know. Yuga will be completely filled with one type of people. So in Satya Yuga, most people will be good people. In Treta Yuga, it will come down. The percentage of the good people, percentage of the evil people will increase. In Dwapara Yuga, if the good people's number still comes down, and the evil people will be increasing. In the Kali Yuga, there most of the people will be what is called materialists, worldly people. But there will be always saints. You look at history, how many saints were not there? So with the advent of Sri Ramakrishna, individually, slowly, 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 the number of people, that is to say those who want to hold on to truth, speak truth and seek truth, they will be slowly increasing. And every devotee is not a, what is called a truth seeker. Every devotee, you understand? Are you understanding what I am talking?
Yes, Maharaj, yes.
Most people are worldly people. They are clinging to their, what is called families and property and money and prestige and things. Thinking with a little bit of japa dhyana they do, but they are not in a hurry to realize God. They say, aste aste ho jayega. So we can't say they are in Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga means Satyam, truth alone is our goal. We will be not only truth speaking, but truth seeking. Such people like Thakur or Kshudiram or Nagmahashaya, they will be less. But slowly, 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 they will grow. But in every yoga, both type of people will be there. Only percentage differs.
Yes,